Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness coming to you today looking at current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Of course, the big current event right here in America has been Hurricane Ike and all the damage that has been caused. We've watched it on television by the wonders of modern science and modern television. We can actually see the horror that the people have been experiencing in Galveston and Houston. And even Chicago, from that storm, received its record rainfall ever in one day. Ike was a monster storm, twice as big as anything they had quite known, and they said as big as the state of Texas. Everything's record these days. We've had record rains here, record rains there. And so at the very least, we know the heavens are shaken and we are in the time of the last days. Jesus said, and I'm going to be looking at this all this week on our radio broadcast, what he said in Luke 21. And he said in Luke 21, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You know, I said it myself and other Bible prophecy teachers. Now that means the sea being the people, the vast peoples of the earth being the sea. Well, that could be right. But I'll tell you, folks, we've seen since the tsunami that we saw in 2005 and the storms that we've seen, the sea and the waves are indeed roaring. The waves that we saw crashing in and the sea and the things that happened with that storm. I've got some ideas about things, but for one thing, we know that this is the last days. And we pray and we believe God and our hearts go out and we trust him. What a marvelous thing that there was not more loss of life in that storm. We're thanking him for that. So we stay. I believe our nation needs to even know a great awakening, a great turning to God. If you're not on our mailing list and received our recent letter about what God told us, that there's one thing that will save this nation, and it is not the elections. It is an awakening to God. So if you'll go online or you'll call us, and get on our mailing list and say, I want to get that letter where the Lord spoke about the Great Awakening. I heard that Rodney Howard Brown had received some of the same things, and someone just mentioned it to me, that he's even changing the name of his ministry. And so God wants us to know a Great Awakening. And I believe that we can know, I think there are things that cause us sometimes to step out from under the blessings of God. And one of the things that does that is when we come against God's plan for Israel. God has stated in his word that the Jews are coming home in the last days, and when they come home, they are to have their land. And from the 12th chapter of Genesis, he said, if you bless my people, you will be blessed, and if you curse them, you will be cursed. And I'm telling you, Israel's own leaders have been a part of against the plan of God to give them the land. It's hardly, I'm reading this. This is a September 14 item from the Jerusalem Post online edition. Omer reportedly offers Palestinians 98.1% of the West Bank. Israel, folks, is the size of New Jersey. The West Bank is a Delaware bite size out of New Jersey. It would leave Israel only 11 miles wide in some places. With what the world calls the West Bank, Israel is only 60 miles wide. Now, there's this wonderful book called The Mountains of Israel. The Mountains of Israel by Norma Archbold. The Mountains of Israel, when you say the Mountains of Israel, you're saying the same thing as what the world calls the West Bank. And God is specific when he tells them to come back to the mountains of Israel to build the old cities in Ezekiel chapter 36, in Jeremiah 30 and 31. And I want you to have this book. For $10, you can get this book. And I wish that Omer had it. We've been able to get it in the hands of lots of leaders and lots of politicians. I even was able to get this book in the hands of Tony Blair. Whether he read it or not, I don't know. But I certainly don't think that Omer has it, because Omer is on his way out. He has resigned. He's gone. He's a done deal. But yet at his very last gasp and his very last breath, he's running over to Abbas, Mahmoud Abbas, who claims to be the leader of the Palestinian peoples, but the Palestinian peoples don't say that he is. In fact, most of them go to the Hamas. So what we have here on the very last legs is Olmert, Abbas, and our own president and the State Department leader trying to make a deal while they exit out of here, on their way out of here. Folks, this is craziness. I'll read it to you. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has discussed with the Palestinians transferring to them 98.1% of the West Bank. Folks, that's the Bible. That's the Bible part of Jerusalem. That's the Bible part of Shiloh, and the Bible part, 98% of the Bible place names, Bethany, Bethlehem, Jericho. Some of those they've already given away. But if they give away, if they divide Jerusalem and they give it, and I'm sure that's in that 98%, if they give them the old part of Jerusalem, that's the Bible part. Folks, this is going to bring trouble down on Omer's head, and brother, does he have trouble down on his head. He is being accused, and rightfully so, of terrible things, and he's resigned. But listen, the report on the ongoing negotiations was broadcast in advance of Tuesday's planned meeting between Olmert and Abbas. The Prime Minister's office declined to comment on the news item and said only that many such media reports have been published in the last month regarding the talks. Earlier in the day, during what could be his last cabinet meeting before he becomes the head of a transitional government, Olmert addressed Israel's relationship to the West Bank when he spoke of a voluntary evacuation bill to help relocate settlers living east of the security barrier. Quote, this is Olmert. The vision of a greater Israel no longer exists. Those who speak of it are delusional. Greater Israel. What is Greater Israel, folks? Greater Israel is Genesis 15. Genesis, everybody who believes in Greater Israel, this is where they get it. And in Genesis 15, the Lord caused a sleep. At the end, he causes a sleep to come on Abraham. But here he says, I have come in verse 7, chapter 15, verse 7. I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land to inherit it. And he could hardly believe that. And he said, Lord, give me a sign. And the Lord said, take me an heifer 3 years old, a she-goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He took all of these and divided them in the midst. This is called, in the Hebrew, the covenant between the parts. He cut the animals down the backbone, laid half of the animals here and here and here. A trail of blood was left between them. And God, it says in the oral tradition, he marched with a torch in his holding it up and stating the words of this covenant, making a figure eight, which means eternal. This is called the eternal covenant in Psalm 105. And so then God blessed the Lord. It came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning torch passed between those pieces. And in the same day, the Lord Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, now Abram, he doesn't say, if you would do this, Abram, I will do that. If you do this, I will give you this. This is only Jehovah speaking, and Jehovah speaks the word of that covenant. And here are the words. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river of Egypt. That's a river in Egypt somewhere. Could be the Nile. Could be another one. Unto the great river, the river Euphrates. All the way from a river in Egypt up to the river Euphrates, which is in present-day Iraq. The Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Rephaim, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Girgashite, and the Jebusites. And he marks out land that includes all of present-day Israel. In fact, more, starting down in Egypt, going up to present-day Israel, speaks of some of the lands that is in present-day Jordan, speaks of land that's in present-day Lebanon, up into Syria, past Syria, and on up into Iraq. That's called Greater Israel. You can read about it too in Deuteronomy 11, 24, and Joshua 1, 3, and 4. This is Greater Israel. And the Prime Minister of Israel, he is an absolute. I hate to say this, folks, but I'm telling you this. He is speaking for the devil. It is Satan that wants to say, oh my goodness. Now, this is Olmert. I'm going to read you these words again. The vision of a greater Israel no longer exists. Those who speak of it are delusional. Prime Minister Olmert, You are delusional. You are headed for the courts. You are headed out of office. You're giving your last little utterance here, but this book will never change. And there will be a greater Israel. And I don't know. I don't like to say about any man's soul, but I don't know where you're going to be. The future of Jerusalem is being negotiated between Omer and Abbas. I can tell you, Omer and Abbas, the future of Jerusalem is written right here in this book. And that's what we do, is watch it. I'm telling you, I don't have to predict a judgment will come on him. A judgment has already come upon him. He's leaving office and he's leaving in shame. But on his way out, he has to utter this one last little utterance of Satan. Now, Russia lines up with Syria and Iran against America and the West. Again, that's our Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia's going to come down in the last days. And it was announced September the 12th, Friday, that renovation has begun on the Syrian port of Tartus to provide Russia with its first long-term naval presence on the Mediterranean. That's from Devka File. So Russia's going to come down, just like Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel said 3,500 years ago. They're going to come down from the north. Their ally is going to be Iran. And here it is happening in our very day. Folks, Jesus is coming. It's just about time for the setting up of the earthly kingdom, handing it back to its rightful owners. Here we have two Russian Tu-160 strategic bombers land in Venezuela. Nuclear battle cruiser is on the way. Venezuela, right in our back door. We are calling our ambassador out. They're calling their ambassadors. They're breaking all ties with us. And, of course, Russia's coming back over here in this waters. So we know from Ezekiel 38 and 39 that Russia will go hardline again, will come against Israel. But, folks, the Bible says that's going to be won by God with an outpouring of hail. And I believe that reaching the Islamic world is going to be done with Ezekiel 38 and 39, when God shows himself off and they know that Jehovah, he is the true God. We want you to have the Mountains of Israel. $10, order some for others. If you know someone who's in government, if you know someone who's in prayer, if you know someone who's in the ministry, get this book for them so that they can be up on and know what's happening. The Mountains of Israel. And while we cannot, Joel chapter 3, God himself is going to take down to the valley of Jehoshaphat and judgment anyone who divides Israel. Omer, you're headed there. Abbas, you're headed there. Now, you can get this book for $10. Call us at 417-336-4877. That's 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. And of course, online, it's billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.org. If you're going snail mail or if you're going online, we'd surely appreciate an offering for our radio ministry. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast saying to you until we meet again tomorrow, and we're going to talk about Luke 21. Shalom, shalom. We'll see you tomorrow.